Welcome back to Stories for Kids. So in this episode, we are going to listen a story from Vikram and Betal. The story name is Duty is Supreme. So if you don't know who is Vikram, who is Betal, how the story began, go and check episode 35 where I have told who is Betal, who is Vikram and how the story began. But even if you don't know, you can still enjoy this story. So continue listening. The duty is supreme. King Vikramaditya, with his unsheathed sword in hand, again got to the banyan tree. He pulled down the corpse and, placing it on his shoulder, set out silently to the crematorium. After some time, Betal said, "You possess a marvelous discerning power, O King. That is why I love you so dearly. I am telling you another interesting story. Listen to it attentively." Saying so, he began his story as below. There used to be a city named Chandrapuri. It was the capital of King Indrasen's kingdom. King Indrasen had made it compulsory that anybody who wanted to marry their daughter off must seek his permission before doing so. Now, Ratnachand was a leading trader of Chandrapuri. He had a daughter named Ratnaprabha. She was not only charmingly beautiful but considerably accomplished also. When Ratnaprabha became a major, Ratnachand went to the king and to ask him if he would like to marry his daughter. King Indrasen sent two of his maid servants to Ratnachand's house to find out if Ratnaprabha was suitable for him. The maid servants went to Ratnachand's house and met his daughter Ratnaprabha. They talked to her for some time. They were very much impressed by her beauty and intelligence. But when they observed Ratnaprabha's limbs, they came to the conclusion that she would dominate her husband, which meant that if the king married her, he would be a puppet in her hands, so much so that he would ignore the affairs of the state even. The maid servants made up their mind to advise their master not to marry Ratnaprabha. So they said to Indrasen, "Your Majesty, we have seen the girl. She is not fit to be your queen." The king permitted Ratnachand to arrange his daughter's marriage wherever he liked. So Ratnaprabha was married to the king's general, Balabhadra. One day, King Indrasen, while passing before the general's house, happened to see Ratnaprabha, who was then standing on the balcony. He asked his minister who she was. "Your Highness, she is Ratnaprabha, daughter of Ratnachand and wife of Balabhadra, our general," replied the minister. King Indrasen did not say anything. When he returned to his palace, he sent for the two maid servants whom he had sent to Ratnachand's house to see his daughter. The king said to the maid servants, "A few weeks ago, I sent you to Ratnachand's house to have a look at his daughter. You told me that she was not suitable for me. Today I have seen her myself. She is extremely beautiful, and I feel that you told a lie. Why did you mislead me?" The maid servants replied, "Excuse us, Your Majesty. Ratnachand's daughter is no doubt very beautiful and intelligent too. But we could very easily read from the shape of her limbs that she was of a very dominating nature. And her marriage with you would have been neither in your interest nor that of your kingdom. This fear compelled us to advise you not to marry her." In the meantime, Balabhadra, the husband of Ratnaprabha, chanced to come there. He had heard what the maid servants said. He bowed before the king and said with folded hands, "My master, I am your humble servant and so is my wife. You need not feel disappointed. Sir, simply order me and..." King Indrasen got annoyed at what Balabhadra had said. He shouted, "Balabhadra, don't forget that to desire for the wife of someone else is a sin. You are insulting me." Then the king sentenced both the maidservant to death. Vetal ended the story here and said to Vikramaditya, "Do you think that the maidservants had committed any crime to be awarded with the capital punishment?" King Vikramaditya replied, "Betal, the maidservants had been asked to look at the Ratnaprabha with a view to finding if she was beautiful or not. By telling the king that she was not suitable for him, they had transgressed the limit of their duty. That was their crime, but they did so in the larger interest of their master and the kingdom. So the sentence given to them was unjust. King Indrasen committed a more serious crime indeed. You are infallibly judicious, O king, but you have failed to keep silent, and so I am free to leave you. Saying this, Betal flew back to his abode, and King Vikramaditya chased him with a view to bringing him back. So with this, the story ends. Did you like the story? If you like the story, please share it with your friends and family.